George only got nobody. She's nobody's sweetheart now. Featuring the romantic singing of Andy Russell.
Amor, amor, amor.
With a great comedy cast, including Verna Felton, Shirley Mitchell, the music of Paul Weston and his orchestra, and yours sincerely, Harry Bonzel. And here's the star of our show, America's Queen of Comedy, Joan Davis.
Oh, no, Joan, wait a minute. Oh, now, not again. Joan, stop yanking the strings of that harp. We're not meant to operate a yo-yo. Come here, will you? Joan, listen, I want to talk to you.
What do you want, Harry?
Oh, you ought to be ashamed. Joan, listen, I wanted to ask you if you got any valentines yet.
Oh, yes, I just got a cute one from my friends. Some of my friends who were living...
Well,
some friends who were... I can't, I'm so excited. They were looking for a place to live in Los Angeles, and they finally wound up in Australia.
Well, I know the housing situation is really terrible, but what did your friends say in the valentine?
They said, the kangaroo is a lucky guy from landlords. He need not crouch. His family fears no dispossess. They live in his front pouch.
Ouch!
Swanville, USA, February 11th, today... Today, the citizens of Swanville, just like the citizens all over the nation, prepare to observe the birthday of that great American, Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln, that homey, simple man of the backwoods country. But nowhere in the country will you find a citizen more homely, more simple, and more backwards than in...
Joanie's Tea Room. Joan Davis speaking. Oh, hello, Mrs. Steeple. Gee, it was nice of you to call me all the way from Philadelphia to wish me a happy birthday. Do you remember when I was born in the little house on 3rd Street? I was the third child. Then we moved to 6th Street, and there were 6 children in the family. Then we moved to 9th Street, and there were 9 kids. Then the store committed suicide. Why? Because Pop bought a house on 358th Street.
Say, Miss Davis.
What is it, Andy?
Well, tonight after we close up and all the customers are gone, would you object if I held a party in the tea room?
No, I wouldn't object, Andy, as long as the party is me. Any questions?
You don't understand, Miss Davis. I mean, I want to throw a party.
Throw a party? Mm-hmm. You mean you want to wrestle?
No. What Andy's trying to say is that we'd like to use the tea room to hold a birthday party.
A birthday party? Sure. Oh, gee, Harry, and I thought you didn't remember.
Well, why shouldn't we remember? Barbara Weatherby reminded us.
Barbara Weatherby reminded you that today is my birthday?
Huh?
What a pill.
Oh, no, she reminded us that today is her birthday.
Her birthday?
Hmm?
What a pill. So you remember Barbara Weatherby's birthday, but you forget mine. But go ahead and have your old party here. I'll keep out of your way.
Well, where are you going, Joan?
I'm going in the kitchen and hem-stitch a few old tea bags.
You can come on in, Barbara. Miss Davis just went into the kitchen.
Does she suspect anything?
No, sir. She hasn't the slightest idea that we're cooking up a surprise party for her. She thinks the birthday party is for you.
Oh, I'll bet she's furious. Oh, I can't wait to tease her about it.
Wait a minute. Here she comes.
See, did anybody see my needle? Oh, hello, Babs.
Hello, Miss Davis. Well, aren't you going to wish me happy birthday?
Sure, happy birthday, Babs. You know, it's my birthday, too, today.
Your birthday? Really, Miss Davis? I'm surprised that one would be willing to discuss one's birthday when one has had as many as you.
Careful, Babs. One is not too old to beat one's stuffings out of one.
Really, Miss Davis, you should spend less time on your physical development and more on your mental. But all you ever do is fritter away your time.
Do what with my wit?
Fritter. Don't you know what fritter is?
Yeah, when two fritters get married, they have a little fritter.
Andy, that reminds me, you haven't given me my birthday kiss yet.
Oh, that's right, Barbara. Here's a kiss for your birthday.
Andy, it's my birthday.
And, Barbara, here's a kiss for your last birthday.
Andy, it's my birthday.
And, Barbara, here's a kiss for your next birthday.
Andy, it's my birthday.
Oh, yes. And Barbara, here's a kiss for Miss Davis's birthday.
Me and my big mouth. I'd get rid of it, but it's such a handy place to keep my teeth.
Oh, Joan, look, let's stop this now and get the tea room ready for the party, huh?
All right, you get it ready. I'm not going to be here anyway.
But, Miss Davis, you've got to be here.
Why?
Well, gee whiz, if you're not here, it'll spoil the whole party.
That's silly. One person doesn't make or break a party.
Well, it does, Joan. I was supposed to go to a party once. It was a shower, and because I didn't show up, the whole thing was spoiled.
Why? Were you bringing the guest of honor to the shower?
No, I was bringing the cake of swan to the shower. Sure, well... What's the matter? I don't think a shower is complete without swan. Swell new white floating soap that's pure as fine Castiles, and the soap that's so mild, too. So mild that doctors recommend Swan for even a baby's tender skin. And if it's good for baby, it's got to be good for your hands and face, your tub or your shower. What a soap that Swan is, why, it's...
Please, Mr. Von Zell, we're here to convince Miss Davis to come to the party tonight, not to listen to you declaim.
Oh, declaim?
Yes.
Well, I still make the claim that Swan is a great soap. What are you going to do? Because Swan is so gentle and so hardworking, too. Just watch the way Swan goes into a lather cleaning up a stack of dishes. You really... Did I tell you this before?
No.
No. You really get suds that stand up and do a job, you know. And you'll declaim, Swan, 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 what a soap. Just as I've said...
What do you say, Miss Davis? Will you come to Barbara's party tonight?
Well, why should I? She hasn't even invited me.
Oh, really, Miss Davis? I invited you when I came in. What did you expect? A written invitation?
Sure, why not?
Well, Miss Davis, since when have you become so hoity-toity?
Hoity-toity?
Yes.
I'll see your hoity and raise your toity.
Gosh, really, Miss Davis, won't you even come to the party for my sake?
Oh, Andy, I'd do anything for you. Why, I'd climb the deepest river. I'd swim the highest mountain. I'd even cross Hollywood and Vine in the pedestrian zone. And that's dangerous, you know. Now, what would you do for me?
I'd sing for you with my arms around you.
Wow, that's even more dangerous. But go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, Andy, sing that swell tune you do in your new picture, Breakfast in Hollywood.
If I had a wishing ring, I'd never ask for any worldly thing. My heart and I agree on what a wish should be. One miracle would do, the miracle that you'd love me. You'd be my treasure, way beyond compare. For my heart says your name in every prayer. And I'd be satisfied with all your love could bring if I had a wishing ring. And I'd be satisfied with all your love could bring if I had a wishing ring.
Wishing ring, wishing ring. Gee, how often I wish you'd give me a ring, Andy.
A diamond ring?
Oh, it doesn't matter. A diamond ring, a gold ring, silver ring, brass ring. You got an old cigar band you're not using?
Oh, it's Mrs. Rosella Hipperton.
Hello, Miss Davis and Mr. Russell and Miss Weatherby and Mr. Bonzio. Hello. Happy birthday, Barbara, dear.
Thank you, Mrs. Hipperton.
Say, Hippy, ain't you going to wish me happy birthday? It's my birthday, too, you know.
Your birthday? Really, Miss Davis, I'm surprised that one would be willing to discuss one's birthday when one has had as many as you.
This one has more stuff to beat out of one than the other one. Anyhow, I wouldn't talk about age if I were you, Hippie.
Is that so? Well, Miss Davis, I'm perfectly willing that the world should know that on my last birthday, I just turned 35.
That's right. When you turn 35, it comes out 53.
Joan, please. Oh, hey.
Huh?
Gee, Willikers, I better get in the kitchen and take a look at that birthday cake we're baking for Barbara.
Baking a birthday cake for Barbara in my oven? Well, how do you like that?
Well, but Joan,
Oh, I'll go in and take a look at it for you. I'm a good sport.
Sport?
Yeah, sport. S-A-P, sport.
Oh, boy, is she burned up.
Harry, this is wonderful.
Yeah.
She doesn't even suspect this party is for her.
No, she doesn't even know the birthday cake is for her. She's certain it's all for me.
Say, Harry, how are we going to get her out of the tea room?
Oh, well, don't worry about that, Andy. I fixed it with her brother-in-law, Serena's, to take her out for a walk and bring her back at 10 o'clock.
Shh, hold it, everybody. Here she comes now.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Joan, how does the cake look? Did it rise?
Nope, it fell.
I can't understand that. I put enough yeast in it.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have stuck a straw in it to test it.
Well, Joan, that's the right way to test a cake. Stick a straw in it.
Even if it's still attached to the broom?
You didn't do it. Joan Davis, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, don't worry, Harry. I'll bake her another one.
Well,
we'd better get down to Habermeyer's department store and collect those party hats we ordered. Coming, Harry.
Coming, Rosella.
I'll go, too.
And I'll drive you.
Well, a fine bunch of friends forgetting my birthday entirely and making such a fuss about Barbara Weatherby's.
Hello, Joan-ing.
Oh, hello, Serena.
You want to go for a walk?
Go for a walk?
There's a beautiful moon out.
Full?
I haven't touched a drop.
Well, I'll go with you right after I mix up the batter for this cake for Barbara Weatherby. Serena, you want to help?
Okay, Joanie.
All right, now you hand me the stuff. Eggs.
Eggs.
Sugar.
Sugar.
Vanilla.
Vanilla.
No, not Vanilla. Vanilla.
I said Vanilla, diddle I?
All right, Vanilla diddle you. Come on now. Flour.
Flour.
Yeast.
Yeast.
Butter.
Cream cheese.
Yeah, well, that'll have to do, I guess.
Oh, come on, Johnny. Let's go for a walk.
Hey, wait a minute. Why am I wasting all this good stuff on Barbara Weatherby? I'll bake her a birthday cake she'll never forget. Serena's, hand me that Tabasco sauce.
Tabasco?
Yeah, now I'll add a few dashes of lighter fluid.
Lighter fluid?
Right, and next, for that just right flavor, a teaspoonful of DDT.
Ding, ding, ding.
Now, let's see. What'll I make the icing of? Oh, I got it.
What?
Drano. There. Now we'll put it into the oven. Okay, Serena, I'm ready to go for that walk.
Walk? We better run now.
Well, it's 10 o'clock. Any sign of Joan yet, Rosella?
Not yet, Harry. But, oh, how I love this waiting in the dark with your arm around me.
Mrs. Hipperton, that's my arm. Oh.
Then whose hand am I holding?
Oh, Andy.
Quiet, everybody. Here comes Miss Davis and Serena.
Gee, Joni, it's dark in here.
Well, how do you like that? The party's over. They didn't even wait for me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Joni. Happy birthday to you!
Surprise!
Surprise!
Well, say, what's this all about?
It's a surprise party for you, Miss Davis.
For me? Mm-hmm. But I thought it was for Bear.
Yeah, well, that's the surprise. We told you it was for Barbara, but all the time it was really for you.
Gee, what a surprise!
Well, what are we waiting for? Miss Weatherby, get the birthday cake out of the oven.
Uh-oh.
Here it is, Miss Davis.
Here is the cake, and as guest of honor, Joan, you get the first slice. Well, aren't you going to say anything?
Calling Dr. Gillespie. Calling Dr. Gillespie.
Oh, well, let's eat the cake later, huh? Let's have some fun first.
Oh, that's a good idea, Miss Davis. Let's play some games.
Oh, say, I've got a swell game we could play. Would you like to try it with me, Rosella?
Oh, I'd love to, Harry. How does it go?
Well, first I blindfold you, and then I place a big pail of water in front of you.
Oh, I've played that game. It's called Bobbing for Apples.
No, it's called Washing with Swan. Oh, isn't that clever, the way that comes in there? And really, it's easier than bobbing for apples because Swan floats so well, you know.
Really?
You know, of course, that Swan is the new white floating soap that's four swell soaps in one. So mild that it's the soap for baby and for you. And Swan's so hard-working, it's the soap for dishes and light laundry, too. For baby, for you, for dishes and light laundry. Use Swan
for all... Oh, that's fine, Mr. Bonzel, but I'd rather play one of the old-fashioned games, like post office. Oh.
Really, Miss Weatherby, kissing games at our age...
Well, if you don't start now, hippie, you never will.
Yeah, well, look, if you don't like that one, Rosella, maybe we can play another game I've got called Twist of the Wrist.
Twist of the Wrist?
Yeah, it's a great game. You take a cake of Swan, give it a twist of the wrist, and presto, it breaks in two. Then you'll have two generous cakes of soap, one for the kitchen and one for the bath. You let Swan get in a lather. You take it easy. Swan will do every job in the house. What a game that is, and what a soap, too.
Well, let's forget about the games. I'd rather hear Andy sing. What do you say, Andy?
Well, instead of singing, Miss Davis, I've got a surprise for you. I'm going to play the drums.
The drums?
Yeah, I just got a job playing the drums in the college band.
Oh, fine, Andy. You play the drums, and I'll play the cymbals.
Well, Joan, I didn't know you played the cymbals.
Oh, sure. Ever since I was a kid, I've been cymbal-minded. Well, go ahead, Andy. Beat out those drums. I'd like to see Frankie do that.
Oh, yes. If those drums ever hit Frankie back, it would be terrible. Well, what a surprise that was, though, huh? Andy Russell can really make those drums talk. Weren't you surprised, Joan?
Yeah, gee, this is a wonderful surprise party you're giving me. I wonder what's going to happen next.
Well, I just think...
Surprise. Look who's here, Jack Carson. What brings you here, Jack?
Well, Joni, I was looking for a pretty girl.
Well?
Yeah, I guess I came to the wrong place.
Oh, Miss Davis, did you say Jack Carson?
Hubba, hubba, hubba. Things are looking brighter. Yes, I'm Jack Carson, little girl.
Not the Jack Carson.
Yes, the Jack Carson.
Not the famous Jack Carson.
That's right, not the famous Jack Carson. Well, did you come here to wish me happy birthday, Jack?
Well, yes, happy birthday. But I really came here about a perfumed handkerchief.
Oh, Jack, you shouldn't have had a done it.
I didn't. You see, I found a girl for my radio show, and I wanted her to go east with me in my personal appearance tour, but she got away, and I don't even know her name. The only clue I have to her identity is this perfumed handkerchief. You see, this girl is the only one I know who uses this perfume.
Well, let me smell it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's called Hubba Hubba. Do you know her, Joan? I mean, do you have any idea where I might find her?
Well, no, I don't, but why don't you go over to Frank Sinatra's show? She might be behind. She might be hiding behind a pair of bobby socks.
That line was hiding in your script, I know. That's a great idea. I'll run right over there, Joan.
Well, before you go, Jack, aren't you going to wish me a really happy birthday?
Well, I did wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, yes, Jack, but when a fellow wishes a beautiful girl happy birthday, he usually kisses her.
Thanks for the tip, Joan. I'll remember that. I got to find that girl with a Hubba Hubba perfume. So long.
So long, Jack. Oh, gee, I should have offered him a hunk of that special birthday cake. Yeah. He deserved it.
Oh, say, listen, we haven't heard from our guest of honor yet. Come on, Joni, you do something, huh?
No, I don't want to.
Go ahead, Miss Davis, sing us a song.
Oh, no, I don't want to.
Oh, please, Miss Davis. Yeah.
Okay, but stand back, everybody, because when I sing, a fine spray is liable to come out. Here's my story, Calypso style, how I found love on a tropical isle. I was taught it by a carnival king. Bing! He gave his secret all to me. He told me to use it exclusively. He crowned me queen, that's why I proudly sing. Now I've a talent simply great. You don't believe me, I'll demonstrate. Did you ever hear me go, Igadago, Igadago, Igadago? Some girl spoon to a popular tune. That's not for me when I'm under the moon. I just a look in his eyes and go, Igadago, Igadago, Igadago. You say it's awfully hard for you. I tell you what I'm gonna do. For the price of two, I'll teach you three. You get one for free. The marriage knot is being tied. The preacher says, do you take her for your bride? And the groom, let's go with Igadag I do, Iga. Igadag I do. Where I come from, Igadu means you love me, and I love you, and a kiss that usually sounds like, spelled backwards, sounds like.
Joni will be back in just a moment, folks. In the meanwhile, I'll try to answer a question that's really getting around these days. Where's all the soap? Well, there just isn't enough soap to go around, and here's why it's so scarce. Soap cannot be made unless all of you save and turn in every drop of used kitchen fat. And although red points are a thing of the past, you will continue to get 4 cents in cash for every single pound of used kitchen fat you turn in. You see, used kitchen fat contains materials to make soap, and without that used fat, soap shortages cannot be prevented. So the next time you have trouble finding soap, keep in mind, when there's fat, there's soap. Yes, sir, that used fat will come back to you not only in soap, but in fabrics, nylon, and hundreds of other long-awaited items. So please keep on saving every drop, won't you? And now here's Joni again. Say, what's happening in Swanville next week, Joan?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Oh, it's right here on page 20.
Oh, yeah, well, I just got information that there's $300 missing from the cash register in the tea room. And next week, I'm going to find out who took it.
Well, have you any idea who took it?
No, but I suspect everybody.
Even me, Miss Davis.
Particularly you, hippie. I heard a rumor that you're a kleptomaniac.
That Miss Davis has absolutely no foundation.
That's just what my dressmaker says. That Miss Davis has absolutely no foundation. Well, good night, Adrian. Good night, everybody.
Stay tuned in, and in 5 minutes you'll hear the Lux Radio Theater. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.